The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 828. Has it been that many? It's the Weekend Podcast. We're recording it a little later. Joining me then is Pete and Steve. You all right, lads? Who's texting me?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. Yeah, it was
Steve. Don't text when you say hello, Pete. Just say hello.
Okay. Strong start there, Justin.
Yeah, not too bad. One of the best, I thought. Out of the 828 we've done, that's probably one of the best starters. That's in the top five, I'd say. You know, if you're going to look through the go and have listened to all of them, just compare them all. So we're recording late on a Saturday. I'm just coming back from a meal with a £60 voucher for Yo Sushi, right? So we went out there, and it's me, the wife, two kids, a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. How much do you think we spent? Do you think we spent more or less than the £60 voucher?
Knowing you, £59.99.
Yeah. Steve, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going to go for something similar.
We spent £93 on sushi. I know.
And there's two kids involved.
I know.
Three adults.
As I'm sitting here now, I'm finding it hard to breathe. I mean, I'm just full of sushi. My belly is unbelievable. It's just we had this voucher. We'll never spend that much. But we kept ordering because we had a free £60. With it. We were nuts. You know, normally we go in there, we spend about, I'd say, £30-40 maybe.
As if they've thought about it and thought, I think people might spend more than £60 if they come in and they think they've got a lot of money to spend.
It's quite a good marketing tool. But very good. But do you know what? Nice, though. Very nice. Just ordering stuff that you wouldn't normally have, you know. You stick the stuff you like or whatever, but you give that a try. Chips. Give it a try,
Where did you get a £60 voucher from?
Megan complained.
she never does that.
I know. We went to one of the basically really bad service, really dirty, and we couldn't get any service at all. We just said, "What's going on here?" And then we just walked out. I said, "What's going on here?" I said, "It's never normally like this." And the guy, sort of the manager, wasn't very friendly, so we just complained, and they gave us a voucher. So we went to a different one and got £60 worth, which is all right.
It's a good voucher, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Not too bad. But we thought within that, Megan was thinking of offering, you know, inviting people along because we may not actually fulfil that £60 worth. I said, "You're kidding? Yeah. Don't invite anyone." I said, "Don't invite anyone. Do not invite anyone."
Did you get the invite, Pete?
No, I didn't.
Well, you wouldn't have, because I said to her, "Don't invite anyone."
But Justin stopped it, clearly.
Yeah, I said, beat that £60 worth. Easy. Yeah.
Of that £93, am I right in thinking about £75, which is just you, and £18, the rest of the party?
Yeah. You know the little conveyor belt that goes round? I just sat at the end, opened my mouth, and then drop in.
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Bong, 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 bong. Yeah, nice. It was lovely anyway. So, Steve, how was your holiday last week? You were away with in the old people's holiday resort. How did that go?
No, it was good. It wasn't an old people's resort this time. It was nice. I went to Portugal. Lovely bit of sun out there. Bit of
You'd hope so. Nice food, nice people. Who did you actually meet out there, Steve?
Any Portuguese?
Yeah, well, you know, people in restaurants and stuff, you know, like the residents, the taxi drivers and stuff. It was just very pleasant, very welcoming to tourists out there.
Really? You said they were nicer than Spanish, is that right?
Yeah, they're just overly friendly out there, whereas I find the Spanish can sometimes be a little bit grumpy to tourists.
I think the exact text, the exact WhatsApp message was far better than Spain. Like, the whole of Spain.
He'd been there a day.
I'm just saying, it's just a nice, it was like really nice, clean beaches. The food was really nice out there. It wasn't expensive.
It's clean beaches. What? Yeah, the beaches are clean, man. You know, the beaches. Oh, the beaches. Sorry, I thought you meant ladies.
Yeah, they were clean as well.
The clean beaches.
Dirty beaches.
In Spain, the dirty beaches, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, dirty beach. But, that's good then. And who did you go with, Steve?
Just a couple of friends.
Who were these friends?
You don't know them. Just a couple of friends.
Is there any lady friends involved? Or just all
no, it's all guys.
Oh, okay, all right.
Lady guys?
Yeah, a few lady guys,
Hey, so what did you manage to get over? Because I know last time you were a massive hit with the older aged folk. Were you same this year, Steve? Or any older aged folk, you know, saying Steve the hot man?
No, it was all average age this time, so it wasn't really up my street, you know. They're all under 50, so.
All right. Did you find the love of your life on holidays though this year, or not?
No, sadly not.
All right. All right. What's the one memorable moment you can take from the holiday, Steve, that stood out? Keep it clean, obviously. I don't want
to. I didn't really do much, to be honest. It was just a lot of sitting around and just not doing much. So, yeah, I wasn't.
That sounds fantastic. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
So. That's what you want to do on a holiday, isn't it? You want to do nothing.
Yeah, I suppose so. All right. Well, let's that sounds dreadfully boring, Steve Ellis. You're in Portugal, just sit around and do nothing with two fellas. Just you and two fellas sitting around doing nothing on a clean beach. What you imagine doing a holiday sort of program on that? Come to Portugal, it's wonderful because it's a nice clean beach. Sit around and do nothing with two fellas.
Wish you weren't here.
Yeah, that's cracking. Did you do anything, Steve? Anything at all? Apart from go out and eat, and that's it. Is that all you did?
Yeah, I went to the beach one day.
One day? God, you're adventurous, aren't you? You said nice clean beaches. You went to the beach one day. That could be the day they cleaned it. The rest of the time, you should have come here yesterday. It was filthy down here. Anyway, okay. Let's move on to stocks. I thought we were going to get something exciting from Steve's holiday, but it turns out he just sat on the beach for one day and two fellas did nothing. Oh, yeah. That sounds crazy. Anyway. Do you know what I'm quite buoyed by? I mean, I know it's below our buy-in price, but BT, I quite like the look of the chart now. Because, listen, I've been looking at the chart over again. I've been looking at other charts and this chart. It's now just settled over the 50-day moving average at the price. It did a nice pop-up on Thursday, and then it still stayed, even though it dropped a little bit on Friday, it's still above the 50-day moving average, which is quite nice. I think we've seen the low here. And aside from our experiment, which has got the catchy title of, you know, £1,000 to £100,000 in 50 trades or less, I may put some more money in here, I think. I may go, right. You know, for my portfolio, I may go overexposed in BT, I think. I think it's going to do a recovery. If I see, a confirmation of this, I quite like it. If you look at the RSI, it's up, it's looking good. I beg your pardon?
Sorry.
Woohoo! Did someone goose you then?
Yeah. So what are you looking at that makes you think it's going to be a good one?
Well, I just said that, didn't I? Did I explain that? Broken the 50-day moving average. It hasn't done that. It hasn't stayed above that, right, since it had a profits warning back in on the 1st, 23rd, in January, basically. It hasn't been above this since January. So that's a good sign. In fact, when the last time it stayed above that was, it popped above that, was, end of last year, 2016. So it's above that 50-day moving average, and I think it may have stayed about once, but not a big spike through. Like, if you look at the rise in price, we had about a 3.5% rise on Thursday. That's quite a lot in a big stock like BT, you know? And it hasn't done that for a long time, and that's quite a bullish rally. I think all we need to see now is the MACDs, which is the moving average conversion division, get above that zero, and they're very close to that, just below it, and us a stay above that 50-day moving average. It may come down a little bit, but I just think it's getting close to the 125-day moving average, the 200-day moving average is at 334, which I think we need to pop above that. But yes, I quite like that. I quite like it. We're not far off. We're a month away from the dividend. It's like the 10th of August. They're paying the final dividend. It's obviously an interim dividend, and they're paying 10.55 pence per share. Which is about 3%, but that's obviously, that together with the interim dividend half of the year, it's just over 5%. So we'll get 3% in shares now, in come August, September, they pay out in September. So we'll get 3% in shares anyway. So I just quite like this. I think I feel a lot more comfortable going big on bigger stocks, you know, that...
Yeah.
Especially since they're at an all-time low. And they've, had the worst years of all. But they say, apart from what's happening at the moment, it all seems quite good. There's a broken. I think everyone's very, mega bearish on BT. Yeah. But they update. Apart from all the rubbish that's come out in Ofcom and Italy, the other parts of the business seemed okay. You know,
So apart from all the bad news, it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. All the bad news is out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's why it's at this low. It's like, you know, if you go back a year, we were at, what was it about this time last year? We're at 480, and now it's £3, you know? So you can see a heck of a drop since then. So,
Yeah,
quite like it. You know, they got free cash flow. They covered their dividend. Their dividend is still going to be progressive. They did suggest before the last announcement they was going to hike it by 10% each year, the dividend.
Mm.
But now that they've cut that away, they said it's just going to be progressive. So they may hike it, but not as much as 10% each year.
What was the move on Thursday in relation to, or particularly anything?
Well, I think it's oversold. There's a broker note came out from, I think Nemus gave a quite a bullish covering on it, and he gave a price target of 390. Because he said everyone's bearish about BT, the open reach arm being chopped off, and so all that stuff. But he said it can't be that bearish on it. You know, they've still got a heck of a lot of free cash flow. They're still a massive player in the market, and they're not sitting on their laurels. And after this year as well, they are addressing their issues, you know. So, I think it's a good one. It's a good one, I think. I think definitely 10-20% easy here. Boys, easy. Easy.
Right.
Did I tell you this?
Fingers crossed.
Did I tell you the missus bought some at, I said the missus, yeah. At 292. So she's right. Lower than us. She always seems to do better than us at these things. I don't know how that is.
Yeah.
She did the same with another show we bought, which got in under us. Which is tricky. Yeah.
Did she realise she was buying them? Have you invested
in them? Yes, I have no idea. Yeah. Oh, by the way,
she does even less research than Steve.
Yeah, she just looks at what I'm buying, see if she can buy it cheaper, and then does that. You know.
Yeah. Oh, it's about the same as Steve then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen? Who's in Savannah Petroleum? You are, Peter. You SAVP.
Yes.
SAVP. 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 SAVP.
Is this one you got into without telling me?
No, Steve, we tell you everything. You just don't listen. You sit there doing things, you know, making some kebab in the background or going to the toilet. And you're just not listening, are you, essentially? That's what's happening, isn't it?
Yes.
When we look at the bare facts of it all, bare facts from Steve. Bears are big and hairy.
Were invented in,
in Canada by Jim
Bear.
Yeah.
Yes, what about Savannah Petroleum?
Well, they spend, don't they? And it looks like they're going to do a reverse takeover. And the media speculation is that, the recent RNS, so the media speculation is that the target is a Seven Energy International Limited, a Nigerian-focused oil and gas company. Now, Savannah will provide further updates in due course and continues to seek to complete the proposed transaction in an accelerated timescale. This is very interesting, very ambitious from Andrew Knott. I spoke to him. I did like him. He owns a lot of stock. And so I like what he's doing here. But this is a reverse takeover. So it's obviously a company bigger than them. Who's eating or chewing? Steve?
Sorry, I'm drinking a drink.
That was disgusting.
It's like a yoghurt drink. It's a bit slurpy, sorry.
It's like you had your gullet really in the mic in the gullet. You know, it's like, you know... But how do you know mother birds? They're going to feed their young. They have to regurgitate. That's what it sounded like. That's very attractive, Steve, in the background while we're trying to talk. But stocks and shares.
You put off both our listeners.
Exactly. Imagine that. Imagine that though on telly. You know, probably on Bloomberg, and two of them are chatting there, and one guy's in the back.
I'm being fed by birds.
No, being fed by birds in the background.
A big bird. There's actually a massive bird outside Steve's house, head through the window, feeding Steve.
A big worm into his mouth.
Yeah, hey, Steve.
Regurgitating. Or maybe that's the way Steve's mother feeds him. It's from her mouth with a big worm. You are, Steve. I just been to Lidl. This is how I carry my shopping in my mouth. Yeah, I would be attractive.
Hello, Mrs. Martin. Oh, it's House Martin.
It's House Martin. Hey, there we are. Perfect. So anyway, that's quite exciting. Though. I don't know how long they're going to be suspended for, but I quite like the sound of that. I don't know what's annoying me is Providence Resources. They've announced they're spudding, basically. They're about to you know, it's 5 billion barrel resource in Drudendron Bay there, off the coast of Ireland. And yet, they've gone, it's that sushi taking toll on me. It's like, have you ever had a big, you know, you have a big meal in the afternoon, but obviously, you know, you will have a meal in the afternoon. But have you ever done that, literally, when you're working, you've had a big lunch and you've gone back to work, and literally, you are falling asleep, you know, it's like, oh, trying to keep your eyes open. That's what's like at the moment. I'm just like, still, you know, having that. I could feed you, Steve, actually. I got so much still hanging around there that, like your mother feeds you, I could feed you as well.
I'm not a fan of sushi.
I'm not a fan of Justin feeding me.
He doesn't mind the regurgitation part. He's happy with that. The fact our lips may touch, it doesn't matter about that. My saliva going to his mouth, he doesn't mind that. Yeah. It's the sushi bit, the part of it. If it was like a pie or something, you'd be happy with that. Chips.
Or pizza or something,
Bad, yeah.
But it's not all fish sushi, Steve. You can get vegetable stuff in there. You can have a
But it all tastes of fish, doesn't it? Even the soup, the meat stuff.
No, it doesn't taste of fish, because it doesn't.
It does. I had sushi before, and it was a meat and vegetable, and then it all just smelt and tastes of fish. It's all prepared in the same kitchen, it's all been contaminated in fish.
But the meat probably was fish, though. That's what it was.
You did probably order fish, Steve. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
No.
Where did you go for that?
A sushi place.
McDonald's.
Is it called Sushi?
It was an all-you-can-eat sushi place in Bristol.
All-you-can-eat? I wouldn't go there at all. That would be very dodgy. And you've got to be careful with fish. This is all-you-can-eat. That is cheap as hell. They're chucking any old stuff in there. Literally, the stuff they put in there is regurgitated from a seagull. It's the kind of stuff the seagulls. It's the kind of stuff seagulls get rid of. wouldn't regurgitate. The cheapest fish they can get ever is all you can eat. I wouldn't, if you ever, you know, venture into the world of sushi, I wouldn't go to the cheap place. We went to Sushi Yo, as Fred could call it. We go to Sushi Yo. I totally noticed that. It's not Sushi Yo, Fred. It's Sushi Yo. Fred keeps going and making Margaret. Which I quite find funny. All right, Margaret. What? But he keeps calling him Margaret. I don't know why he calls her that. When Megan's in a bit of a mood sometimes, and he's in a bit of a funny mood, he says, okay, Margaret, calm down, Margaret. I don't know why he calls her Margaret. It's a funny name, Margaret, isn't it? It is a middle-aged woman's name. Anyway, so Providence Resources is annoying me. What else have we had? Blue Star Capital. Yeah. Do you know what? I've been selling down this week. I've sold Blue Star Capital. It's got potential, I know, as Sushi Pay. Talking about sushi, but and it's worth hanging on. But I've been now, because I've got in my head, I may want to go big on BT. When I see confirmation, I may want to go a bit big on it. So I'm trying to get into a bit of cash, you know, because I think part of me thinks it's quite nice having a sort of balanced portfolio. It's not balanced, mine isn't really. It's just, it's got a load of small caps in it. That's not balanced, the portfolio. If a portfolio is balanced, you should have a range of all. It's got big, small cap, not just equities. You should have bonds as well, fixed income devices, and a bit in cash. So mine's not. I'm largely more small cap. But, part of me wants to sell out a lot more and really go biggie on the BT, or a big cap stock that pays a dividend, you know? I tell you what I did buy, actually, this week. After chatting to Paul Athley from Buckley Energia, I bought some more of that.
Okay.
They're a year away from, you know, the only uranium mine in Europe. A year away now, their share price has come off. You know, it's down at where we're looking at. And a very low-cost uranium miner. They're looking to make about, you know, $150 million a year of free cash flow. So that's more, that's a profit is higher than that, you know. Now, the market cap is only 115. So a year away, I mean, that's when they're fully ramped up. But, you know, the year away from starting earning big revenue. The uranium price is on its backside. When uranium takes off, it goes crazy. Part of me thinks everyone's talking about going green, electric cars. Yeah, where does the electric come from? When you have any electric cars, where did the electric come from? Where do you generate that So people say, solar? Yeah, not a lot of solar. I mean, our country, I think something like 5% was from solar or something. So you get electric, where from, Steve?
The power stations.
Power stations. And how do they generate power?
Depends. Nuclear?
Nuclear, yes. Nuclear or coal. See, coal is dirty. We don't like dirty fuels, do we? Oh, you dirty fuel.
Do we have any coal power stations in the UK now?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea, actually. Good question,
Steve. Yeah, we do. And we had that one day last year or earlier this year when we had a whole day without requiring any coal to power. Yes. We had a whole day of electricity without coal.
That's right. So, go on. So I just think
we do have coal, but it's becoming less and less important.
Exactly. So what is important is renewables like solar, wind. But when that doesn't really work, because when the sun doesn't shine in this country and the wind doesn't blow, the base load has got to be from power stations that are either coal-fired or nuclear, you know? And China, you know, firing up so many nuclear power stations now. Japan have brought them back after a while. For a while, they banned them, didn't they? But Japan is coming back online. Yeah. So you've got all these, you know, the dynamics. I mean, and uranium's at so low now that no one's mining it. It's not, you know, profitable to mine it. And they've seen in the past, when the price of uranium moves, it doesn't just double. It does times 6, times 22 from one point last time. So I just think even at this level, you know, the Salamanca project there in Spain, and of course, a developed country, even though Steve's not a big fan of the Spanish, compared to the Portuguese. He can't stand them. He hates some very rude people, apparently, Steve said. Disgusting people.
That.
Pigs,
just said
he said.
I prefer the Portuguese.
These smelly, dirty, smelly Spanish pigs, he called them, which I thought was quite offensive. So even though he said that, but it's in Spain, so it's a developed country, not far from Madrid, you know. So when you look at resources, you have to realise, yeah, it's all good and well having a tump of resource in the ground somewhere, but how deep is it? How close is it to the network? You know, because there's no point having a resource in the back of beyond that no roads to it, you can't connect electricity to it, nothing there. This is not. It's like it's within Spain. It's an area that's suffering from lack of employment, so it's good there. The government will pro this uranium mine, because, of course, quite controversial uranium, because, the element itself, there's radiation and stuff like that. But the government are very pro, because the area this is in, suffering from huge unemployment. It's about 3 hours on my road from Madrid, so the capital of Spain, and so it's well connected. And I'm just thinking, if you look at the share price of Barclays Energia, it went from 70 pence, where is it now? Yeah, pretty much.
Is that BKY?
BKY. Steve's on the ball. Look at him. You're crazy here. So it's gone from 70 pence and it's touched 40 pence recently. Now, the only thing dragging it, I think, is that they've got to get this mine funded. They started building the mine. $13 million they've got so far. But they need $83 million to construct the mine. This is not unusual. All miners have this issue, you know, from going from an explorer to a producer. So you have to have mine funding. Now, that's not a lot for a mine. $80 million is not a lot at all. They're very low capex. If you look at some of the shareholders in their books, massive, like Fidelity and all that, you know, well connected. And I think very soon they'll be announcing, I do believe they'll be announcing very soon funding for this mine. And I think that's what's dragged the share price. So once they announce funding, and they've already announced offtake agreements at $43 average, three offtake agreements they've announced, but the average is about $43 per, I can't think of what metric it was, per pound or per ton of uranium. But anyway, the spot
that's quite a big difference.
But no, but what I'm saying is, the spot price is 20 odd bucks, but they've arranged offtake agreements already at $43. So and they're profitable at that level, you know, very profitable. And even where the prices are at the moment, they can make it, you know, be profitable. So they're a low cost loss producer. And I think at the moment it's a very interesting play on uranium. So there are dynamics here that work for this company at the moment, I think. And the share price is one of them, you know, worth looking at. So, and you think you've got a question, Jeff. Really, I think it'll get back to 70. You know, I think once they announce this funding, we'll see it tick towards 70 again. So you're saying from 45 pence up to 70, what percentage gain is that? It's a decent return, isn't it? You know, and it may even go past that, because I think that's why it's come off a little bit, because the questions surrounding this funding. But I think it's probably worth looking into differently. It's BKY, yeah, Buckley Energy. And I think if you can buy this up, it may dip a couple of times, but if you can buy this around, anyway, in between 40 and 45 pence, then you're not going to be far wrong. I mean, it's 41 pence has dropped a bit, but I mean, I just bought some there. And as always, I'll buy some more if it drops a little bit below this, because I think it's a compelling investment case going forward. Definitely. Because if you think of that, look at that, there should be, if they are doing 150, you know, million of free cash flow per year, put that on a PE 10, all right? So that's, you know, it's 1.5, 1.1 billion. Say, or 1.5 billion, isn't it? That's the market cap, which should be dollars. And they're now at 115. So it should be 10 times bigger than what they are now, or 8 times in pounds. It's about 8 times bigger than what they are now. So that's, to me, in my head, that's a decent return. You know, 8 times, potentially 8 times on fundamentals alone. So I think that's a good little play. But yeah, it's good. So that's all, like BKY. BKY, Buckley Energia. And I wrote a blog last week on HMI, which is Harvest Minerals. Again, another decent play, I think. You know, we're talking about they're producing potash for like $7 and sell it for $60. They're going to be going into production very soon. There's a couple of things happening. They need to have certification of their KP Fertil, which is their fertilizer. Now, Brazil, again, you've got a background. It's been like I said last week, that Talao. You know, they have a background of where they have a serious need for something, and this company can and so the government's, you know, backing this, is very pro this. And the same in Brazil, one of the biggest agricultural regions of the world, one of the biggest economies of the world. They import 90% of their potash and fertilizer, so they've got a huge agricultural section, and they want to be self-sufficient by 2020. So any company there that's mining potash, the government are giving the green lights to, as long as they're all safe and all good and all well. You know, they're very pro potash miners. Harvest Minerals there have a massive resource. They can do like 100 years worth of mining, yeah? And that's only, they're very on the resource they've got so far. That's only 7% of the entire resource, 100 years worth of mining. And they're looking to churn out about 450,000 tons a year, and that will produce around about $20 million profit a year. Now, there's only 11 million market cap. So, I mean, okay, they've got a bit of way to go yet. I mean, they're not going to be producing for that level. Until, I'd say, a couple of years' time, 2 or 3 years maybe. But they're going to be selling, they're going to be making their first sales this third quarter of this year. So cash will start coming in quarter of this year. And then obviously less reliance on raising funds. And then I think they ramp up them to 450,000 to 500,000 tons a year. And I just think that is if you do the maths there, you know, 20 million a year profit, that's a 10 bagger. You know, because that's about 162, so times that by 10, that's 200 million market cap. That's 162 million pounds market cap. They are now 11 million market cap. So that's there. If those fundamentals, you know, if they prove those fundamentals, that's a 10 bagger right there, HMI. So I think a compelling investment case there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, interesting. Good
Steve,
stuff.
Anything else? I've done an overdose, a fish overdose, sushi overdose.
Steve?
Yeah?
Anything else, Steve?
Oh, right. No, nothing for me.
Nothing for you. Pete, what business meetings have you been having? You had a low-level business meeting, you said. Very low level.
Yeah,
very low level.
Can't really talk about it.
Were you just under a car bonnet with a mechanic talking about your car?
Yeah, very low level.
How low? Yeah, how low level was that? I did text back saying, "Wait, are you thinking of joining the circus as a dwarf? Is that even discussions with the ringmaster?" Very low level business meeting that. And, I wonder if you went to the circus and say, "I want to be a circus dwarf." Do they have those?
Right.
If you could say, and they said you can't be one of those, you're not short enough. You could do them for being the shortest or tallest. Yeah. In this day and age, I don't know what I can't understand. Like Wimbledon. By the way, did you see Trump this week when he went to France and he said
the handshake?
Yeah, the handshakes are really odd. Shaking hands for it forever. But also, you know, Macron's missus is about 20 years older than him, you know, the French president. But they met him and his missus was there, they're both two missus there, and he turned to her and said, "You're looking very good, you're in very good shape. You're in very good shape." He said, "His missus, beautiful, beautiful." And he turned to Macron and said, "Beautiful, great shape." Talk about his missus. How odd is that?
The leader of the free world, yeah.
I know, it just shows how deluded and mad that guy is, isn't it? I mean, to think that's acceptable on a social level. You know, even if they were, you imagine if you were meeting a couple for another time, you and your missus are out there, you know, we're meeting another couple, and you say to the man, "Fantastic shape, great shape, you're in great shape."
Do that about Megan, don't you?
Turn to him and say, "Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful." Just really odd, isn't it? And I think that gives an insight into the insanity that's going on in this guy's head. And yet he's in charge of a lot of people, you know? That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, the whole handshake thing is a real kind of alpha male kind of trying to just hold on to him, really kind of boss the whole situation. Really weird.
Yeah, it's
very strange.
What you should do is, I just say, take it a bit further. If he does that, he shakes your hand for too long, doesn't he? Just hold on to it and give him a hug, pull him in, kiss him on the neck for as long as possible. imagine the French president just kissing him. And Trump trying to pull away, and him just trying to give a full-on face kiss, maybe not the neck, just really. Come on, if you want the French like kissing, come on, Trumpy boy. Really, Trump trying to pull away, and him just grabbing him. They fall on the floor, and Macron trying to aggressively snog him on the floor, and he just gets up and dusts himself down, smiling, thinking, "Yeah, I beat him there. He took me on the handshake. I took it a couple of steps further than intended to." Or even just put your hand on the back, and pull him close, and just. Cup his left buttock, cup his left buttock, and wink while he's shaking hands. Trumpy boy.
It's like that. You almost feel it's so stupid. Everything that's going on. It's like that could almost happen. They could almost do that. The world has just gone mental, and it's just like, just do that. Why not? Everything decorum has gone out the window. It's insane.
Cup his left buttock and to give him a kiss.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. So they got on. The news, Jay, they got on very well by the looks of it. They got on a lot better than most people have thought they got on. Fantastically, in fact, they should get a room together. Beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Fantastic.
He's divorcing his wife. Yeah.
But I think it was bad because, I think. Do you think Trump was trying to overcompensate? Because people say, a lot of people say she's a lot older than. I think someone probably said to Trump on a personal level, give him a briefing. Now, Donald. Macron's wife is a lot older than her, so don't be surprised. Don't be surprised how old she is. She's very old. Very old indeed compared to him, okay? So don't be surprised if she looks a bit haggard, a bit old, a bit over the top. He's like, okay. And she goes, hey, she's in fantastic shape. You're in fantastic. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. They're all saying you're old, an old bag, and you're a wrinkly old sod. But I think you're beautiful. Fantastic. Well done. Fantastic old lady. I just think he went over the top compensating her, did he? Anyway.
Could well be, yeah. Come here.
Right. any plans then, guys, for the remainder of the day? I'm going to Centre Parks next week.
How are you?
Yeah.
Next by yourself?
Yep. Yeah, the kids are at home with the missus. I'm going to Centre Parks. I love it. Going on the rapids on my own. Love it. Yep. Yeah. Go in the dip pool. Just really be the overly enthusiastic, smiling people like I'm insane. Like it's that guy on his own. Hey, jump in the dip pool. Whoa! All right. Yeah. Coming down the rapids, anyone? So don't go with that guy.
Enjoy that, I think.
Parents warn one of the kids. Don't go near that guy. He's on his own. I don't know why he's on his own. Excuse me. Does anyone know? They warn. They tell Centre Parks staff on. That man's on his own. Yeah, there's something wrong with the guy. So the kids are at home. I'm going to Centre Parks. Because I love it. Because they'll go the week after. And they just bring me down a lot, right. I'll be doing all the zip wire stuff and all that stuff. Brilliant. Running through the forest on my own.
Naked?
With a scarf, that's all. You'll get too cold, do you? Alright, so that's it. And are you having more low-level business meetings, Peter?
I'm going to a 60th birthday party tonight.
Do you know what? You only go to old people's birthday parties. Mm. I say old. It's not that old anymore.
That's about 4 years older than you.
No, come on. 14 years. But that 60 now is not seeming old anymore. But you do not seem to go. You don't seem to go to anyone's birthday parties your age or less, do you? Last time you went to one was the 90th, wasn't it? Or something? Or 80th?
Maybe my dad's 70th.
No, it was your nan, wasn't it, or your auntie?
No, I probably just made that up to get out of something.
Probably my wedding or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. My 19-year-old nan had a wedding.
No, she married Steve. They met her on holidays. It was a love made in heaven. Love made in Portugal.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
On the clean beach. Yeah, she's a clean beach. Wouldn't that be odd? If you literally, your nan was getting married, you thought it would be odd. And you turned up then, Steve, as you first time you saw him, Steve's at the altar with your nan. giving you the wink.
It would be odd because I would have invited Pete to the wedding.
He wouldn't have invited Pete. Yeah, but Pete stand up saying, "Yeah, anyone here know of any reason, a lawful reason why?" And Pete stand up saying, "Yes, I know why, because all he does is carry on with old people. Last year in Spain, he had him going around the block, the dirty old man." Oh, Steve, by the way, on last week's podcast, we did talk a lot about your holiday.
Yeah. Oh, did you? How did you know what was going on?
Well, we know, Steve, didn't we? You should have listened. Yeah. I think they mentioned one stock, actually. They just talked about your holiday.
You
and all people.
The most popular podcast of the year.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just move on then, because I think we dragged on enough. We've done over 30 minutes. All right, guys, have a nice weekend and hopefully speak next week, yeah?
Enjoyed Centre Parks.
I wonder if we continue to be doing this when we're very old and literally you say, guys, if you're still around next week, we'll speak then. If one of us hasn't popped our clogs, we'll talk then. Good guys.
I'll probably be living on the streets. I'll have no money left after gambling it all on the stock market.
Yeah, there we are.
Investing, what? Steve. It's investing.
Yeah, that's the one.
By the time you're that old, Steve, it'll come good, surely.
Even new world oil and gas.
We'll have even new. Listen, by that time, we'll have done our experiment, Steve. At least you'll have an underground at least, you know? Because we'll have we'll complete our 50 trades, hopefully, by then, before we die. Imagine we die on the 49th trade.
we need to start working out the averages of how long it's taken us per stock and how long it'll take to get to 50 if we carry on at its rates.
Yeah. We'll have to go quicker. Okay, we left the gap in the last one. This one now, we'll straight on the next one. So I'm watching a couple of bigger stocks as well. All right, guys, have a nice weekend.
Bye.
The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.